Are you thinking about selling your home? Thinking you'll escape that dreadful waiting game and process? Well, think bigger. Selling is old school. Selling is yesterday. And selling is small. If you're lucky, you'll get a one-time payout gutted by commissions and closing costs. The rental market is huge. Since 2010, renter households are up by 4 million nationwide, while last year, homeownership hit a 30-year low. So before you sell, look into renting. You might be surprised at how much you can rent your home for, how quickly people are ready to move in, and how easy it is to manage the whole process when you hire Renters Warehouse. They'll price your property, find your tenants, collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls. They'll open the door to financial freedom. Think bigger than selling. Go to renterswarehouse.com, get a free home rental price analysis, and find out how much your home will rent for today. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home.
Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
In 4317.
We've been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves are currently in a battle for first place. They host the defending champions Cleveland Saturday at 7. The first 5,000 receive trading cards courtesy of Vienna Beef. We start in hockey and the Blackhawks. They play in Tampa. Scott Darling starts in net. Puck drops at 6:30. AHL, the Wolves are off until Friday when they play at Iowa. NBA, the Bulls are off today. They host Cleveland on Thursday. Some NFL news for you. Bears cornerback DeAndre Hall was arrested in Iowa over the weekend. He faces charges of public intoxication, interference, and disorderly conduct. Also, the Raiders move to Las Vegas has been approved 31-1 by NFL owners, with Miami being the only opposition vote. Spring training, the Cubs play Cleveland tonight. John Lester starts, first pitch at 8:10. Derek Holland goes for the White Sox against the Dodgers, first pitch at 3:05. Off the field for the White Sox, Carlos Rodon is getting a second opinion on his biceps injury, and outfielder Charlie Tilson could be out until the end of May with that foot injury. This scoreboard update brought to you by Riverfront Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in the North Aurora Auto Mall. Catch all the college tournament action at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village with over 50 high-def TVs and large screens. All the games will be on. Enjoy daily food and drink specials. For more information, visit realtimesportsbar.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score. We're celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Not nearly enough. The Sixers upset the Bulls.
We do enough talking around here as it is. I think everybody knows where we stand right now. On the outside looking in, everybody knows where we want to be. Ain't too much to say.
For us to come out and play with that type of effort at this time of year, it's maddening. And, you know, we've finally showed some fight in the last quarter, but obviously it was way too late.
Nine more, we got to have them. As we said before the game, as we'll say tomorrow and the day after that, probably the day after that, we got to have
them. Drive home safely, Chicago. Beep, beep.
I want to win and defeat the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah, I give him credit for bouncing back. After a tough home loss, now we obviously, they're really challenging these next 3 days to have good, solid practices after tomorrow's day off. We'll have 2 days to prepare. for some really tough games coming up with Cleveland and Atlanta. We've got to understand what makes us successful. And when we're committed to moving the ball like we did tonight, when we're committed to following a game plan and executing.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Goff, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Well, they said they needed to have him, and by gum, they went out and got one. They beat the Milwaukee Bucks improbably.
Yes.
And this conference sucks. And this conference sucking may be just enough for the Bulls to end up with nothing out of a miserable season. And here to help.
Speaking of miserable.
Here to navigate the way out of the Bulls wilderness is Joe Cowley. He is on Twitter at @suntimes_hoops. He is on the Home Run In Pizza hotline. The madness is here. Don't drop the ball. Watch the games with a Home Run In Pizza today. What's happening, Joe?
You don't want to come out of that wilderness, trust me.
Well, it just I kind of don't, because I'm watching some potential first-round draft picks. There's some electric players on my TV, and yet the Bulls are going to find a way to play their way out of the opportunity to draft one or more of them, it seems.
First, you're counting on them to pick the right guy. Secondly, it was a point guard draft, and they got five of them. So, I mean, they mess it up anyway. Just go ahead and get in the playoffs and lose the first round, because, you know, the chances of the first-round pick being, what, 3-4 picks higher? I mean, really?
Yeah, Justin Jackson, come on down. What do they believe in? And when I say they, because I'm not even talking about the on-court product anymore, right. Gar Forman and John Paxson, what do they believe in going forward with this team?
Well, I don't know if they've truly shown their hand until we find out if Jimmy Butler's moved this offseason or not. If he's moved,
yes.
Then what they believe in is giving themselves 3 or 4 more years under the disguise of another rebuild. If he's not moved, then they are counting on either Dwayne and Jimmy able to build this team with other free agents and attract other big name guys to make a smaller version of a big three, or they are counting on themselves, which would be they haven't done that yet. I mean, we're talking about over a decade now. They've shown that they don't know how to build around superstars the right way. So, I think come draft day, we'll kind of see what they actually believe in and which way they're headed and which direction they're going with this thing. Because right now, that's the great unknown. I mean, is Jimmy Butler a Bull next season, or isn't he? And to me, that dictates exactly what this front office believes in and what they're trying to accomplish.
Am I wrong to think that they're going to burn this thing down in the offseason? Not getting back what you would have yielded.
Anything you do, you're not right. Going to get back. I mean, say you get a third team involved and you get 3 draft picks out of this draft, which people are saying is one of the best drafts, deepest drafts in probably 10 to 15 years. All right, say you go ahead and get those amount of picks. I mean, just look at it. You're hoping one of them is close to what Jimmy Butler is right now. So you won't get equal value back, but I think what you'll get is, will you actually tailor this team more towards what the coach wants? Will you get more athletic by adding 3 younger guys that you hope what they focus on athleticism instead of these guys that look like they got that old man game like Valentine and Bobby Portis, who are young but play old? And so that's the best case scenario. So, to me, and we've talked about this before, to me, I look at, you have this window right now with Jimmy Butler. And if you are any kind of front office that has any vision and that believes in what you can do, then you do what Danny Ainge did, and you build around what he did with Paul Pierce, and you add superstars and you add role players, and you get to a championship. And I think trading Jimmy Butler to me is a cop-out. That's saying we are incapable of building around a superstar that we currently have, so we have to take the cheap way out and prolong our existence.
Regardless of what they choose, if they pick plan A or plan B, mm-hmm. And I know that your level of confidence in their ability to execute either one is, shall we say, extremely low.
Yeah.
But what would set up better for Fred Hoiberg? What would be more enticing for him? Because as of right now, you know, you look at some of what, not just what goes on during games. Did you see the video that the Bleacher Report posted of during the Sixers game of the end of their bench just clowning around like fools? That is the sign of a team that is not listening to that. That's Tim Floyd level stuff. And I'm not even sure I saw something quite like that with Tim Floyd. So whether or not you think Fred Hoiberg is going to be here when the team is good again, what plan would make it more likely that he sticks around longer?
Well, they don't draft for the coach anyway. That was the problem Tibbs had his last 3 years. There were guys he wanted. He was a defensive-minded coach. He wanted a certain type of player. Draymond Green comes to mind as Gorgie Jang was another guy that he wanted, and they just ignored him. So they look what Fred, what they've given him, whether it's free agents or draft picks. They haven't given him his type of player either. So they don't really listen to the coach. Fred Hoiberg, it doesn't matter what they do. I mean, say they go young and go ahead and trade Jimmy. Fred Hoiberg, after this contract is up, whether he finishes out this contract or not, I don't think will be an NBA coach anymore. I don't think he wants to do it. I don't think there'll be NBA teams that want him. I think he will be better served if he hasn't realized it yet. Back in college, in some capacity, not even as a coach, maybe as an administrator. I don't know if he wants to beat the recruiting trail down again, considering his health issues in the past and things like that. That's a lot more stress when you're going to that college game and you have to get in those living rooms and stuff. So it really doesn't matter what they do. So if they grab a bunch of young guys, is Fred able to mold these guys? By the time, say if he does, best case scenario, and they actually start getting good. It won't matter. It's going to be this is going into the hands of the next coach after Fred Hoiberg. Either way they do it, it's going into the next hands of the coach after Fred Hoiberg.
Joe Cowley joining us here on the Bernstein and Goff Show on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com. Joe, if you had to put a split on it, 70-30, 80-20, 50-50, whatever the case may be, Jimmy Butler, at the end of this season, how much do you think he wants to be here? How much of him wants to be here, knowing that you only got so many years left in those knees in prime Jimmy Butler shape? How much would you put on him wanting to be here versus him wanting to go elsewhere as soon as this season is over?
Well, it's not even what I want. It's what I know. If Jimmy Butler doesn't hear what he wants to hear from this front office as far as the plan, he will ask to be moved.
Which is what? If he could fill out an idealized menu to be fulfilled, what would be on it?
Having Dwayne back and then grabbing another superstar. And then, obviously Lopez is back, but grabbing another, he wants another superstar to work with.
Yeah, Blake Griffin wouldn't even have to change his colorway on his shoes.
No, exactly. And point guard is not necessary. Because Jimmy Butler and Dwayne Wade like to have the ball in their hands in that fourth quarter anyway. So you're looking at that Miami model when they had Chalmers and Cole, guys like that, that were just kind of guys that brought the ball up in the first quarter and then you really didn't need them anymore. And I think that's the ideal system that both Dwayne and Jimmy want. So you're talking about an elite three or four guy, because Jimmy could always slide over to a three or four. Depending on the matchup. So you're talking about one of those, an elite forward that they consider that gives them a big three. And, and if it's Carmelo Anthony, if they can talk him into, pushing the Knicks and go ahead and waving that thing and come to Chicago, or Blake Griffin, they want three superstars to work with and good role players. And Jimmy will let it ride and see what happens.
I'm dubious about the future of Dwayne Wade and the value to the Bulls, because nobody's going to pay him this money on the open market. I mean, we know he's increasingly fragile. And would Jimmy want Dwayne around just because he likes him? Or because he actually thinks he's good? Because if the first thing out of your mouth was having Dwayne back, does Jimmy actually think Dwayne's better than I think he is, or that sometimes Dwayne even seems to think he is at this point? Or is that just a he's my guy kind of thing?
No, I think Dwayne, surprisingly, I think Dwayne Wade has expressed a very, to me, the first time, because I could, I wasn't around him every day, but I covered those finals, excuse me, when he was in Miami, three, 4 years in a row for the Sun-Times, and I didn't think he had a realization of what he was then. I thought he was starting to see it, but the first couple of years, the Dallas loss and then beating Oklahoma City, I think his view of what he was very skewed. And I think he slowly has gotten an idea of what he is. I think he's being very realistic of what he is now. And
but is Jimmy? I mean, he might be, but if Jimmy says he...
I think Jimmy is too. You know what? Jimmy wants 17, 18 points a night from the guy. Give him, 28 to 32 minutes, and he'll cover up his defensive woes. And go ahead and beat Dwayne Wade, knock down shots. If you're feeling that three, shoot that three. I don't think Jimmy's propped him up on a stage that's too high. I think you look at the numbers, and I think Dwayne is exactly what the numbers said he was.
He's more important to what they do or what Jimmy wants to do, and it has nothing to do with the court. Like Jimmy can say certain things and have it be echoed by a 3-time champion. And right. It resonate more with guys who don't feel like they have to listen to Jimmy Butler, whether it be guys who are wearing the same uniform or guys who are wearing suits. And that is where the value comes in with Dwayne Wade. Because if Jimmy Butler says it alone, the last 2 years, Jimmy Butler has been painted and has painted himself in that corner of right. Hey, this is just a guy who wants his own. He's Hollywood Jimmy. But when Dwayne Wade comes with 3 rings and says the same things, or he doesn't say them, but he's like, you know what? He's right. And it's happened since he got slapped on the wrist when he was told he had to, the fine and talking about players. And Dwayne Wade just sat back in the cut. And anytime they've asked him for his opinion on things, he's gone, well, Jimmy has been saying the right thing. So I think the value of Dwayne Wade in terms of Jimmy is more what happens off the court and in that locker room and in that front office than it is on the court.
I mean, that's a huge point. And the one part you left off is Dwayne will also back Jimmy's play when it comes to defying the front office or defying a coaching staff. So you don't see Jimmy on Jimmy Island necessarily. I mean, he's got visitors now, and it's a guy that's got 3 rings. So to me, that's a huge point as far as Jimmy doesn't feel like when he says stuff, he's saying it and no one's got his back. Those two meet almost after every game, whether it's a quick talk before the media is let in or it's whether they're showering at the same time. And lots of times what one says, the other one says, and you hear them listening. You could look over and see them listening to what the other one's saying during the press conference or during their little meeting with the media. So they are as in sync as any two guys on that roster on all things, whether it's on court, off the court, feels of the front office, feels about the coaching staff.
Well, I felt bad that they won because I was really excited for them to miss the playoffs and get a better draft pick. But thank you, Joe Colley. You've cooled my ardor even for that by convincing me that not even that matters. So I appreciate it.
Well, bums will be bums. Welcome to the Eastern Conference, because that's what it is. It's who's got more bums and who could cover up how bad those bums are between 5 and 10 in the Eastern Conference. And that's why, everyone talks about, well, the Bulls have stumbled against these lesser teams. I don't care. For some reason, I just think they're going to figure it out and they're going to sneak into this thing and really, really kick you off.
Thank you, Joe, I think.
All right, boys.
Yeah, Joe Cowley of the Chicago Sun-Times.
Yeah, when we come back, I want to talk about some of the things that he mentioned just now. As far as the stars are concerned and Jimmy is concerned. And also, there are people inside the Bulls who feel like I am, I'm my sentiments aren't echoed with the fans. And I've heard this directly, how it's more sports radio and the nature of what we do. Yeah, I heard this actually this weekend, too. So at 312-644-6767, I'm going to ask certain things, and I'm going to make sure certain people are listening. And I'm not going to lead the witness at all, but there are certain things that are being thrown out. Joe just threw it out just now about the stars that may be coming if certain people get their way, and you threw it out just now about how you feel if this team doesn't tries to make the playoffs. And I feel like the Chicago Bulls have been living in their own bubble for far too long, and I feel like the next segment might help them out a little bit on many different levels.
All right, so you're going to actually make the Bulls, you're going to make the Bulls closer to winning a championship.
I didn't say that at all.
I'm saying I think you'll help them out.
I just think the Chicago Bulls need to understand what is being said about them and not look at it as one or two voices who are just mad at them.
Okay, more information in that regard coming up next on The Score.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Join me, Pat Hughes, and
Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it!
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans.
The longest drought in the history of American sports is over.
Sports Radio 670, The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. The Final Four is set, and I tweeted after South Carolina's 77-70 win over Florida in their Elite Eight game that nobody could have done that except for Frank Martin. And I believe that. Who is taking a lower-tier SEC basketball program from a football school and running it through a gauntlet to get to the Final Four for the first time ever? A 7 seed from a much-maligned conference. A team that was picked to finish 8th in the SEC in the preseason. A program that had gone 44 years since their last win in the NCAA tournament. Who leads that team to 4 straight tournament wins? Frank freaking Martin. And don't let that 7 seed fool you. These dudes are tough, they're physical, they're hungry, and they impose their will on you, and they get it from the head man. I don't root ever for anybody or anything other than something to talk about, but I would be lying if I said I did not love Frank Martin, because I do. This guy's a hell of a coach and an even better leader. I'm Jim Rome.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
The Stretch Bar and Grill is a sports bar located in the heart of Wrigleyville. Stretch features 14 60 and 70-inch HD TVs and 2 100-inch HD video walls, perfect for bracket season and Northside baseball just down the street. The Stretch offers daily food and drink specials and specials during all pro baseball games. The Stretch is featuring Sam Adams' Rebel Juiced IPA Draft. It's the official bracket beer throughout the championship game on April 3rd. The Stretch is on Clark, just south of Addison.
CBS Tuesday. In New Orleans, the party never stops.
On the same page there.
I'll drink to that.
And the agents of NCIS New Orleans.
Let's do this.
Never quit.
I'm just following the evidence.
NCIS!
We got work to do. Home isn't the place. It's the people. Help me protect our city.
I like the attitude.
NCIS New Orleans. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
My name is David Hochberg, and I'm Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. If you're looking to refinance your existing home, give me a call. Joyce called to lower her rate and pay off her loan in 27 years. I helped Joyce secure a 27-year fixed loan, saved her $45 a month, and paid all her closing costs. $45 a month might not sound like a lot of money, but Joyce will apply the savings to her new payment and pay off her new loan in 25 years. This will save her over 20 G's in mortgage payments. I lowered Joyce's rate, payment, and saved over 20 grand in mortgage payments. If you want to see if I can help you like I helped Joyce, give me a call at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. I've helped thousands of Score listeners, but I can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage and Equal Housing Lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358, RMLA, NMLS 19186.
Get the 2017 Toyota you've been waiting for at the One for Everyone sales event. Now you can score huge factory cash back savings on our most popular models, including $1,500 cash back on a new Prius liftback, $1,750 on a new Corolla, Corolla IM or RAV4, $2,000 cash on a new Sienna. There's even $2,500 back on a new Camry or Camry Hybrid. Must take delivery from new car dealer stock by midnight April 3rd. $750 cash on RAV4 Hybrid. Toyota, let's go places.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that the coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS, CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We knew it was going to, again, take some time, and we're still in that process, that there was going to have to be a level of patience with it. Anytime that you're redoing the roster and becoming younger, a big part of our job is managing our cap, especially as we redo this roster. So we knew we were taking a step back. We said we wanted to, you know, try to remain competitive. We didn't want to, you know, tank down to where we're a 10 or 15 win team. But we knew in taking a step back, there'd be some bumps in the road. There has been.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com. Dan, we're going to need you, and we're going to need the listeners at 312-644-6767 in this vein, because, you know, sometimes I've learned in relationships and in life that yelling or having the same tone, sometimes the message gets convoluted, gets confused, and the message doesn't resonate with the intended target. And I'm not even saying that's the case here, but I feel as if the Chicago Bulls are in a different reality than a lot of their consumers. And it may not be the people, like we said, you know, owners walk past people, front office people walk past people, and they see John Paxson, they see Gar Foreman, and they think, go Bulls, because that's the physical embodiment of the Bulls. I don't know if guys are like, screw you, John.
Except for the Fire Garpax guy right. That takes a picture of himself. When he can.
That's what I'm saying. Right. Like, I don't know if they see those people. They see John Paxson. They go, oh, that's John Paxson. That's the vice president of the Bulls. And he's the guy that I remember from the championship, John Paxson. I think the Bulls have put themselves in a bubble that is impenetrable. Because of the, I don't know, how many people can fit in the UC? 18, 19 grand?
They see a full arena.
So this is the thing. The Chicago Bulls have a few different ways they can go here. And one of them was brought up by Joe Cowley. The talk of Carmelo Anthony and the talk of Blake Griffin and a couple other guys is very real, because that would be in Jimmy's best interest. Now, the talk that you're talking about, hey, stop it, cut it out, shut down Jimmy Butler, and go ahead and get yourself the 9th or 10th pick in the draft, that is not real. What they don't understand is that this isn't coming from a place of sports radio playing. Like, there are a lot of people in that organization who think that, well, maybe they watch too many movies where, you know, you got the crazy sports radio guy who's screaming all the time, or they watch too much First Take, they watch too much television. The ESPNization of our business has put people in a certain light where our content is easily dismissible by higher-ups. And then you get the guys who are talented and who do a great job and who are transparent, who understand we only talk about what the product is out there on the field or the floor. And
what's the disconnect? I guess I need to take a step back here about where this is coming
from. There are people with the Bulls who think that all the quote negative talk about the Bulls comes from us. Like, we are the people who push that conversation.
Well, listen to their own post-game quotes.
And this is what I'm saying. The people who dial up at 312-644-6767, They are the ones who pretty much are leaving the voicemail every single day. And even if it isn't in a screaming vein or screaming tone or we joke about the fire and the passion and all that other crap, I think the Bulls are dismissing what their consumers are trying to get across, because they feel like, you know, the sports media that we're in electronically it's taken over. You see what's happened with the papers. You've seen what's happened on where the conversation has shifted to social media, and the conversations have shifted to what we do on a daily basis, where it's all you're doing is yelling. And on Twitter has become a yelling place.
So it also magnifies emotion positively or negatively. No, it makes everything feel bigger than it actually is.
And I feel like too many people in that organization can easily dismiss those things because they feel like it's coming from that place. Whereas if you're a Bulls fan right now and you're sitting back and you're thinking to yourself, you know, and you do still care about this team, because even if a team's not good, you can still care about it. And I think Bulls fans do care about their team.
You can't dismiss booing at home.
And this
that is, you can't dismiss.
This is why I'm
you can't
I'm
dismiss when Stacey King is pounding the team's lack of effort and didn't discipline. And
we were charting how it changed, though, right? A few weeks ago, and I was like, this is sounding a little bit different. This is sounding like when Tom was on the way out and people were getting their mission statements, you know, run past the copy machine and make sure you pick up your talking points about how to get his ass up out of here. It's sounding a little bit different now, and I don't think that everybody's running past the same copy machine. Guys are just tired. And what I saw, and I vowed that I wouldn't get angry about this team again this entire season because I had let go of them. And I talked about it on the Spiegel and Goff show, where I was, for the first time in a long time, I had let go of everything that franchise stood for because it just wasn't the same. I didn't feel the same about it. When I see two guys that you traded for on the bench while Nico Mirotić and Joffrey LeVern are fighting their asses off. Say what you want about those two guys. Those two guys are fighting three young, spry Philadelphia 76ers for a rebound. And you're out there dabbing and acting a damn fool. And I don't mean to put on my old man boots right now, but
the end of that bench was an embarrassment.
I don't care if you just hit a shot on the other side. The celebration needs to stop by when you get down the court. Like, or if you got a good stop on the other side, celebration needs to stop. Why are you celebrating if your guys are still fighting out there? And props to Denzel Valentine in that situation for walking around those fools and making sure that he dapped up Nico Mirotić for fighting on that rebound while Anthony Morrow and Cameron Payne are sitting there acting a damn fool. And by the way, Michael Carter-Williams is the biggest of lames in that situation because he's looking for somebody to like him. He's been looking for somebody like him since those OGs went off on his ass. He's been looking for a friend this entire time. Be better at basketball. So if it's coming from an angry place for a lot of the higher-ups and they can easily dismiss it, when your broadcaster points out what the hell is going on and Fred Hoiberg is tired of it, when you've hit Fred Hoiberg's limit, ladies and gentlemen, that's the real place. Because that man is like bottomless mimosas on a Sunday. You keep going back and you're going to get your refill. As long as you pay $10, you're going to be fine. They are in a very ugly place, and they think it's coming from all screaming and yelling. And the people that call this station, the people that text this station, in very reasoned tones and measured tones, are telling them what they've become.
After an update, you're going to hear what their own in-house broadcaster said about their performance the other night.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves are currently in a battle for first place. They host the defending champions Cleveland Saturday at 7. The first 5,000 receive trading cards courtesy of Vienna Beef. We start in hockey. The Blackhawks, they play in Tampa. Scott Darling starts in net. That was a scheduled start. Puck drops at 6:30. AHL, the Wolves are off until Friday when they play at Iowa. NBA, the Bulls are off today. They host Cleveland on Thursday. NFL news, Bears cornerback DeAndre Hall was arrested in Iowa over the weekend. He faces charges of public intoxication, interference, and disorderly conduct. Also, the Raiders' move to Las Vegas has been approved 31-1 by NFL owners, with Miami being the only opposition vote. Spring training, the Cubs play Cleveland tonight in a game you can hear right here on The Score. John Lester starts, first pitch at 8:10. Full pregame coverage starts at 7:30. Derek Holland goes for the White Sox against the Dodgers, first pitch 3:05. Off the field for the White Sox, Carlos Rodon is getting a second opinion on his biceps injury, and outfielder Charlie Tilson could be out until the end of May with that foot injury. Are you hiring? Well, join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. You can post a job in minutes and manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. I'm Matt Batticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score. We're celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Presence Health. The doctors at Presence Medical Group provide the compassionate care that you and your family deserve. You can book same day, evening, and weekend appointments and have access to the personal care you need. Visit presencehealth.org/docs. This is healthcare built for you. This is Presence.
So it's one thing for you to say it. It's another thing for me to say it. But like I say, you can't really tune out a stadium full of people booing. And you certainly can't tune out the criticism from your own broadcaster when finally his basketball sensibilities get offended by what he's seeing. Was this on GN or Comcast? I believe it was on Friday night.
Friday night was a GN game?
It was often GN. Yeah. So that's listen to what Stacey King had to say.
Jimmy continues to pour in free throws. He's 14 of 18.
Bobby Portis.
Jimmy on his own has shot, 13 more free throws than Foley has as a team.
Listen, Neil, if you are not going to keep this team out of the paint, they've got 64 points in the paint. We're not even out of the third quarter yet. You've got to stop these guys up front. You've got to stay in front of people, not giving them easy baskets.
Shot, no. Rebound, Portis. Back up, no. Rebound, Throckmorton out of bounds, and that's going to belong to Philadelphia.
Jimmy is dragging, you're right. This is tough, man. I mean, they need every bit of him. They need five Jimmys out there. They need five Jimmys out on the floor defensively.
Guess what? He's going to guard Stauskas this time because he made the last shot. Inside, and there's the step. Another one in the paint.
I'll tell you, some of these guys defensively tonight just look like they don't know what's going on. But they've never seen a scouting report. The Sixers have been really, their guards have been controlling this game. And here's the crazy thing about the Philadelphia, they play 10 guys, and no one's got more than 23 minutes. And they have four guys in double figures.
Now they're going to play Jimmy at the point.
Yep. Look around. Look around. Everybody's passing you up. Philadelphia's going to be better than you soon. Milwaukee's already better than you. I know they beat Milwaukee, whatever. I take Giannis and Malcolm Brogdon and some of the young players that they have on that team. Just look around. Take a look around and as a Bulls fan. And then, you know what? Not even talking to the Bulls fans. Because I text the guy that texted me this weekend. And I said, yeah, pull up a chair. Pull up a chair and have your fans tell you what it is. And and the texters and the people who call this station tell you what it is. Like, I care about that team. And then I started covering it. And, of course, you start to feel differently. You see how the sausage is made and all that kind of stuff. But in this today, it's an embarrassment on so many levels. And they deserve every drop of it. Because you know what? Now you've got a star getting ready to do star things to your organization. Now what you've got is a guy who's getting ready to tell you how to do your business. Michael Jordan, say what you want about Jerry Krause. Michael Jordan is the greatest player of all time, iconic figure, the most recognizable, noticeable athlete after Muhammad Ali in this world. And guess what? Jerry Krause still did what he wanted to do as a front office guy and a personnel guy. Never gave up those reins. Now guess what you're going to have to do? To appease Jimmy Butler and to make sure that he doesn't act a damn fool this offseason, you're going to have to go get Carmelo Anthony, or you're going to have to go get Blake Griffin. And when that doesn't work out two or three years down the road,
you're not a champion then, unless you're going out and getting LeBron James or Kevin Durant.
You're going to be back where you should have been 2 years ago. And it all started, and I'm sorry, Dan, I've been saying it, and I was hoping that I wouldn't be right about it, but it all started in the second half of the season 2 years ago, 3 years ago now, where you told a team that they could give up on a coach. You told a team that they can give up on a coach. You told a team, report back to you. Make sure that, you know, all the bad things are being said, because he's not going to fight his battles in the media. Same way you did Derrick Rose, by the way. He's not going to fight his battles in the media. We'll be able to launch this campaign on him and keep it moving and get you the coach that's going to make you feel better about your lives.
The difference is they can't win a battle with Jimmy. You can win a battle against a coach. You can win a battle against a star that might be malingering. You cannot win a battle with a star with the ball in his hands.
Because the master showed the apprentice his game plan.
The
master showed, they showed how you do this when you want to get a guy out of there. Whether it be coach or player, they showed it to Jimmy. And now Jimmy's like, yo, before this happens to me, before my knees turn into the pudding that they're eventually... By the way, Jimmy's playing 37 minutes a game this year. 37. It was supposed to be down. So for everybody who's over there that thinks it's sweet and think that they can give three different plans during the course of 1 year and get embarrassed by the Philadelphia 76ers, hold your press conference after that 76ers game the same way you did last year.
708 says, did you see Cameron Payne spinning the ball on his finger and shooting while the Bulls were huddling yesterday?
No.
I didn't, and I'm glad I didn't, because that's the kind of thing that's clown school.
Yeah.
That is absolute clown school.
And they have to keep lying to themselves about what certain guys bring that they really don't bring.
Well, grab some calls on this. We are going to qualify another potential winner of a pair of Cubs season tickets, so you have to be listening for the cue to call between now and 6 o'clock.
Take it as you talking straight to the Bulls. It's not even us anymore, because they believe that it's coming from a very sour place and there's sour grapes and you'll be back when things get good. Take it as that at 312-644-6767.
And another thing that we have to get to is what happened with one of your guys. One of your NBA guys had an unbelievable night, but there's more to the story that needs to be investigated. Sonny in Kankakee, you're on the Score.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call. Not that one of the things that was interesting is that a lot of the Bulls fans at least I come in contact with just don't really seem to care. So I think maybe the higher ups in the Bulls organization might just be confusing apathy with, you know, the sense of it's okay, when really it's atrophying from the bottom up, and soon you're going to see a new generation of fans who really don't care anymore. So I think that they're being blinded by the numbers, and they might not actually see what's going on underneath the surface.
Well, again, they see a full arena is what they see.
Yeah, I think they understand that as soon as this thing turns back on, as soon as the faucet, as soon as you pay your water bill, the water's going to come through that faucet again. As soon as they find themselves an attractive star, they're going to get everything they want out of you. Simple as that. It's the same people chanting MVP at the beginning of this season. It's the same people with the Jimmy G bucket shirts and going out and running and getting the signature Jordans. Those people still exist. You know what the Bulls do? The Bulls like to read their own Instagram. They like to read the people who are talking about every single game as if it's life and death.
They're walking through the parking lot with George McCaskey.
Yeah, that's social media-wise, that's what it is. You want to feel better about yourself? Go to your Instagram page. Go to your Instagram page as a team, because guess who's there? The people want to tell you great things about yourself.
Southside, Rashad, you're on WSCR.
Oh, yeah, you're right in my wheelhouse, Dan. What's going on, Dan?
Yo.
Hey, is that Jason over there?
What's going on, Rashad?
Pleasure to speak with you, sir. Look, you're talking Bulls. I got quick comments to make. I think it started a little bit before, 2-3 years ago, with the Tibbs situation. It was after the Derrick Rose injury, the first one, in the playoffs. It completely shattered this organization's hopes and dreams for the next decade.
Yeah.
I mean, you had to think about it. They hinged everything on that kid. Everything. When they gave him the max deal, to the point when he tore his knee up, they fell right in line with the return, and they had absolutely no plan B. And you already know how plan Bs work if you're from our neighborhood, Dan. But anyway, let me tell you something. What they need to do, instead of crashing it down from the resources, because they don't know how to evaluate talent of this type of skill set for players that need to be considered, because they are completely scared off of athletic young talents from the Tyrus Thomas thing. It's obvious. So what my suggestion is, build the best veteran superstar-laden team that you can. Go the Portland Trailblazer route. Get any veteran you can come in here that Dwayne Wade has contacts with and try to go that route. And hopefully you can get enough of those.
You might see that, Rashad. Yeah, you might see that. Appreciate the call, man. You might see that. Because Dwayne Wade wants to win, and Jimmy Butler is very aware of what he's going to be viewed as.
Yeah, if you want to try to win the 2012 NBA championship next year, you know, you can try to do that. Yeah, the Blackhawks did that for years. There's always somebody else that, hey, look who's here. Yeah, but
all of a sudden, Doug Gilmore is here.
Paul Coffey.
Right? Yeah. Like, wait a minute. That guy's got a wheelchair on the ice. That's not how you play hockey.
Look who it is.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That is you could do it, and you could fool people, especially this fandom. You could get your headlines. and you could get your puff pieces written, and you could fool some people, just like people were thinking, oh, Dwayne Wade is here, and Rajon Rondo is here, look at this. And then you kind of looked and said, all right, well, how are they going to play together? How do these skill sets work? Who's going to shoot the ball? How do they do what the coach wants? Why would they do what the coach wants? Are they going to listen to the coach? Do you have a coach? So this is a really resilient fandom that looks for any reason to go rather than a reason not to, like some fandoms do. But at some point, what also bothers me about what you're saying about the team's perception of what's said and who's doing the saying of it, all I ask is, it's been consistent ever since I opened a microphone. What does any of this do to get you closer to winning a championship? That's all. And when enough of those questions come back with negative answers or incomplete answers, it's going to seem negative, but those are the questions I want answered. What are you, not to compete, not to make the playoffs, not to get yourself a few extra games worth of revenue, but what are you doing incrementally every day to try to win a title?
Yeah, I think I'm doing more as a fan than some of the people there, because my job is to expose incompetence. And you know what? My job is also, when I see greatness, to applaud it and appreciate it. And magnify it.
Yep,
I haven't seen it since 1998.
Saw a lot of guys over the weekend that I wouldn't mind seeing on an NBA team that I care about. Man. I can tell you that. But if you don't care about those guys and you'd rather go with guys who were good 3, 4, 5 years ago, it's just a different plan. And speaking of we got to get to one of your young stars, man, who did something remarkable, but there's already sort of a cloud attached to
really?
It.
Really?
Yep. I'll get to that after the top of the hour on the score.
See the Cubs defend their world championship title live at Wrigley for every single home game this season for free.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
It's our Cubs season tickets giveaway. Listen to the score all day now through April 8th to find out when you can qualify. When Pat Hughes says,
the Cubs are going to the World Series.
See the sixth call to the contest line at 312-591-6700. And you'll qualify to win a pair of Cubs regular season tickets.
The Cubs have done it.
From Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? Good choice, because the rental market is red hot. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent-estate company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent-estate advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home, easy to get great tax breaks, and easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renters Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for one low, flat monthly fee. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Get a free home rental price analysis and find out how much your home will rent for today. It's easy. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
After Service lets you schedule 3 bouquet deliveries, same or different bouquets, to 3 addresses or the same, up to a year in advance. So that way, if you procrastinate or forget the anniversary or the birthday, you're covered. This is the service for you because you've already outsmarted yourself with it. You can save time and money up to $70 in savings, and you look thoughtful, like you spent a lot more than you did. It's Pro Flowers. They buy directly from the best growers, fresh flowers backed by a 7-day freshness guarantee or your money back. So right now you're probably thinking of that occasion for which you're going to need to send flowers. Go to proflowers.com. Look for the Pro Gifter banner right on the homepage. Pick your flowers, set the delivery dates, and you're done. That's proflowers.com.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool. Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
Memories are made in March. I'm Jerry Recco as we take a look back, brought to you by Sonos. We just passed the Sweet 16 and Elite 8 rounds of the NCAA tournament. Last year at this time, we were celebrating the improbable run by the 10th-seeded Syracuse Orange. Jim Boeheim's team had little expectations from the experts when the tournament got underway, but wins over Dayton, Middle Tennessee State, Gonzaga, and a stunning upset of number 1-seed Virginia put the Orange into the Final Four. What a run it was. And when listening to the games, do as I do and connect with Sonos, the home sound system. Sonos brings all your music in one app. One simple app brings together the most popular music streaming services, any sports radio stations, audiobooks, podcasts, even your collection of downloads, so you can enjoy all the sounds you love anywhere in your home. This past weekend, I was listening to Oregon and Kansas while getting all my tax stuff together in my office. Never miss a play because Sonos lets you listen in any room or every room at once, in the living room, bedroom, even bathroom. Add your existing music services or simply listen to your favorite sports radio station. For more information, visit Sonos.com.
The Stretch Bar and Grill is a sports bar located in the heart of Wrigleyville. Stretch features 14 60 and 70-inch HD TVs and two 100-inch HD video walls, perfect for bracket season and Northside baseball just down the street. The Stretch offers daily food and drink specials and specials during all pro baseball games. The Stretch is featuring Sam Adams' Rebel Juiced IPA Drafts. It's the official bracket beer throughout the championship game on April 3rd. The Stretch is on Clark, just south of Addison.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
When we get slapped in the face, when we get punched in the mouth, when the adversity hits us, we don't handle it well. And that's, you know, talk about it every game, it's going to happen at some point. You're going to have to handle adversity and you're going to have to get through it, and it will determine the outcome of the game. Tonight, we did that. They got off to a good start. We hung in there. We kept battling. You know, I didn't see any head hanging, and we took a one-point lead into the locker room when it didn't start off great. You know, last game we got off to a great start, did not handle adversity well, and they dominated us in the second and third quarters, and then when we finally climbed our way out of it, it was too late. So it's handling adversity. That's the biggest thing that we have to do these last eight games if we want to have a chance.
That's an indictment on the roster as well. Anybody who's listening that put that roster together, Fred Hoiberg is telling you exactly what the problem is. You have a bunch of soft-ass players wearing red, white, and black every single night for 82 nights. 41 of them, you got your home crowd not knowing what the hell they're going to get. There's nothing sexy about showing me what they do against the Warriors and the Cavaliers and the Spurs and the Thunder.
It almost makes it worse.
Yeah. There's nothing sexy about that.
It's an indictment when you say, hey, about that. You know, when we try hard, we're good.
Paul Zipser, I can do something with. You know what? You want to play America's favorite game, Dan Bernstein?
Okay.
Guy, more than a guy, player, bum. Right.
Guy, more than a guy, player, bum. I like this game. What can I win?
Paul Zipser. He's a guy trending towards more than a guy.
I was going to say potentially more than a guy.
Dwayne Wade. Player trending towards guy.
Well, he has to go through more than a guy first. But
yes,
okay.
Yes,
he has to
exactly.
Go, we can't
I got you.
Sublimate the stages here.
Denzel Valentine. N/A. Because I have no idea. Yeah. Denzel has the problem of not knowing where his offense is coming from. And I feel like Denzel is practicing everything and keying in on nothing.
Yeah, a move and a counter. Give me a move and a counter.
Know where your shot's coming from.
And know where when and where you're supposed to shoot it.
You know, corner three should be his forte this entire season.
All right, Bobby Portis.
No, don't jump yet.
All right, because well, you're answering.
Rajon Rondo
is right now, he's more than a guy trending back toward guy.
Bobby Portis
is a guy right now. He's level at guy who could teeter toward bum.
Ooh, see, I thought you were going the other way. Well, ladies and gentlemen, everyone in your cars and at your cubicles and in your delivery trucks, anywhere you're at right now, we can all answer the same way. Cameron Payne.
Bum ass bum dog. Bowser.
Seems like a nice guy, but he's a bum. Anthony Morrow.
And an unprofessional bum, too. That's the worst part. Look the part. Look the part.
He's that not, clown, he's not
that,
an NBA player.
That stuff, that, the, if he were to do that in a 12U well, game, you've got a coach who's having speaks with him.
Well, the difference is he had Russell Westbrook to do this with in Oklahoma City. So he was the guy dancing with Russell. Russell's the MVP.
Okay.
You got that cloud cover. Not with this. You're just out there dancing. Jerry and Grant is looking around him trying to watch the game. That's the there's so many different levels to that video. Jerry and Grant is like, hey guys, I'm trying to watch the game and know the flow of the game in case they want me to come in.
If you
want to
see the video, Bleacher Report had the video. Mm-hmm. I retweeted it. It's in my feed. It's in Jason's feed, mm-hmm. too. You've got to see this. This it's is an NBA pathetic. An NBA bench during a game where they're clowning around, standing up and dancing and clowning around and dabbing. It's not even a good dance. I mean, they're just acting like idiots.
Him and Anthony Morrow, because they brought that from the Thunder. Nico Mirotić. Now, this is the most interesting thing of all.
Oh, boy.
He's getting 25 to 30 minutes a game, and Nico got his confidence back. Nico wants to know that if I don't do certain things, and will I get pulled? Will I get benched if I don't do certain things?
As long as you're hitting all those threes, see, the answer is probably
though.
Not.
That's the thing.
In a Fred Hoiberg he's been, offense.
He's been emboldened. Like, he's been empowered. They're telling him, you got to play Nico. So Nico's out there like, yo, my confidence is back. I can shoot now. Soft. That is the definition of soft to me.
What, soft coaching or soft?
No, the player.
Okay.
Like when you need that safety net of understanding, oh, man, I'm going to be out here even if I mess up an assignment. You see, Nico's been playing well because Nico.
Not looking over his shoulder.
Yeah, Nico's got a different vibe about him. So, Nico. Bum. Guy, more than a guy, player. Don, say how you feel. You just, it popped in your head. Say how you feel.
I think he's a guy.
I agree.
If I'm actually being, just for, you know, ride the ups and downs and see the scout the guy's game, I think he's a guy.
Robin Lopez.
More than a guy.
Super professional. Joffrey Laverne.
I don't know, incomplete.
That's cool. Jerry and Grant?
Guy. Maybe. If he maxes out, he's a guy, I think.
Chris Felicio?
Nah.
Michael Carter Williams? Lame.
He's a lame. You can't add categories.
Isaiah Cannon?
Bum.
And Jimmy Butler?
And Jimmy Butler is a player who's close to star, but...
Player. Yeah. See?
Actual NBA player.
You got too many of the same guys on your team. You got a bunch of guys.
You can't have a lame and a bum-ass bum.
And all of them can't be dancing at the same
time. That you
traded
for!
All right.
You traded your lottery pick for him.
All right. It's very easy.
You traded two guys. Traded two guys and a draft pick to get the lottery pick, and then you trade the lottery pick for a bum. Right? Do I have this right?
Yes, you do.
Okay. All right. After the top of the hour, this is your dude. And some controversy surrounding a big night for one of your guys. And I didn't really know about this until the aftermath, but it does raise some questions, raises some ethical sports questions that need answers on the score.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I got it.
Oh, boy.
I got some Nico fever. I like what I'm seeing. Nico followed by Jimmy.
That's
how do you get a career assist high? Nico drops
feed
a
the
shot.
Hot end.
Feed the Nico.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
They say time is money. But at Lowe's, we know that when you're a pro, money is money. So Lowe's stocks everything a pro needs at great prices every day. And right now at Lowe's, pro customers can get up to 15% off select doors and windows. So go to Lowe's and get everything you need for the job and up to 15% off select doors and windows, which will save you time and money. Visit the Pro Desk in-store or lowesforpros.com for details. Offer valid through April 2nd. Selection varies by location, U.S. only.
packed for you in 2017 and beyond. The pick is in for Consumer Reports compact car, and it's none other than the Chevy Cruze. You've heard me talk a lot about the Cruze this year, and rightfully so. Consumer Reports found that the Cruze notched an impressive 30 miles per gallon and an astonishing 47 mpg on the highway. And the pick is in for Consumer Reports large sedan. It's the Chevy Impala, highlighted by a 91 overall road test score. The Impala was ranked number one overall amongst large sedans. No wonder Chevy has more J.D. Power initial quality awards than any other brand for 4 years in a row. Stop by your local Chevy dealer today to schedule a test drive in one of the many cars that makes Chevrolet America's fastest growing full-line brand. Log on to Chevy.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
CBS Friday. Take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery. It was an execution.
I'm going to find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you going to do? You going to shoot me?
I considered it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with The Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah?